immortal, invisible, God's only Son, be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. The gospel reading is the basis of our sermon this day. Please be seated. A number of years ago, on a popular TV show, a 30-year-old man was interviewed. He was interviewed because he spent much of his time and much of his life as an imposter. It's always interesting to see that. At 16, he posed as a pilot and actually flew planes without all the proper certifications. At 19, he posed as a pediatrician and he treated the precious children without the proper education. Later, he posed as a district attorney. I can't say anything about that because I don't know what they do. But whatever he did without having the proper credentials. By the time he was exposed, he had passed checks amounting to $2.5 million. Amazing, isn't it? That a person can be an imposter and get away with that, even at a very young age. See, what was true was he was not what he appeared to be. And sometimes that could be said of us. So what about you? What about me? Are we true to who we are? We who call ourselves Christians, we need to be genuine. And how difficult that is for us at times, isn't it? Sometimes we might even be called a hypocrite or a phony or an imposter. And perhaps at times that's true because of the way we act or the way we treat one another or the way we go about making judgments on others. In this particular section of the Sermon on the Mount, we're challenged to be what we are, not to be an imposter. We're challenged to be what we became in our baptisms, children of God, living members of Christ's holy church. So who are you and what are you? Jesus proclaimed this is what you are. You, he says, are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Now that puts to us some pretty big expectations, if you think about it. He's challenging us to be different from the world. And yet we're a part of that world. That's where God placed us. Someone once said this. I'm sure more than one person said it. Is there enough evidence to convict you of your Christianity? And I would hope every one of us could say, yes, there is. But is there a struggle sometimes with that in our lives? And I would say, yes, there is. For he says to us, we need to remain what we are. If salt loses its saltiness, what do we do with it? We throw it out. We put salt, even though we're not supposed to, on things to add flavor to it, right? I mean, what are French fries without salt? Seriously now. And so in our lives, are we salty with our Christian faith? Are we adding some flavoring into the world that reflects who we are as precious children of God who have been purchased and won by the blood of the Lamb? Are we light? How much do we love living in darkness? I don't think we like it at all, do we? Ask a person who is totally blind. Ask the people who have to live without light in their homes. I know about you, but when the hurricanes hit in our home, we were without power for 14 days. Every time I walked into a room at night, what did I do? I flipped on the light switch. I knew there wasn't going to be any light, but I wanted to live in that light. It was really hard. And yet, sometimes in our lives, we choose to live in the darkness, separating us from God, and not be the light that God challenges us to be, that helps to diffuse the darkness. So often, when we live in darkness, we lack direction in our lives. And God says, let the light shine, and I'll show you the way. That's a gift that God gives to us. And so God, in the text here today, challenges us to express what we are and who we are. To be of value in a world where God has placed us, we must lose ourselves in it and add flavor to the world. A flavor that helps to preserve the faith and the life of the people of God. See, light expends itself and diffuses itself out into the darkness in order that we don't have to live in darkness. And there are people in this world that live in that darkness, and we who have been living in the light need to continue to share that light with one another. And even in the church sometimes, we live in darkness. And so God challenges us to be the light. The church, for example, cannot tell the world how to avoid war and arguments if the church itself is full of strife. Makes it much more difficult, doesn't it? To be at peace in the church is then to be the peace givers into the world. Oh, that doesn't mean we're going to see everything the same way, because we are all so individual and different by God's grace and mercy. I mean, how boring would this world be if you were all like me? I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Or like you. And so God makes us each individually with different gifts and graces and abilities to let the individual gifts and graces, the lights that God puts on in our lives, shine into the lives of other people. He allows us to add a little salt and flavoring into the world. And so God challenges us to be that. See, I believe what Matthew's gospel also says is that we have a mission as the church of Jesus Christ to preach and to teach, to serve, to baptize. All those are aspects of who we are and what we are. But it has to go far beyond the doors of this church and into the community in which God has placed this church. Because there was a little children's song years ago that said, the church is not a building. What is it? It's the people. And if the people of God are not being the church, not letting our light shine beyond this particular place at a particular time, then we're not being the church. Let your light shine, he says. At baptism, we say, let your light so shine so that others may see your good works and give glory not to you, but to our Father in heaven. So I think he's asking us to be, as the church, a little bit more inclusive. Having a risky attitude to get out into the world, because we have something so great to share with them. And so, how do you and I continue to be salty and shine brightly? How are we not becoming imposters of our Christian faith if we don't live it in a way that adds glory and honor and praise to our God? Are we genuine in our love for our Lord and our love for one another? When sometimes we might not be so lovable, it does happen, folks. And do we love and care for God's people as God loves and cares for us? That's what it means, I believe, to be salty and bright, to add a little spice to the world of the forgiveness and the love of Christ for his people. That's what it means to walk as a child of the light. And so today, as we leave this place, will we cast the brightness of Christ's light and the saltiness of Christ's grace and mercy into a world that needs to hear it? Will we be living with the strong word of Christ that cleaves the darkness and brings us into his own marvelous light? And so today we end this sermon with verses 5 and 6 of hymn 578, which is a prayer that we should be singing and a prayer that we must be living in our journey of faith and life as the Church of Jesus Christ. Amen.